The following announcement has been paid for by Slow Jam Sundays.
This is Nightcap with All Mills.
The Nightcap! The Nightcap!
This is all Mills.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nightcap, and we are not playing tonight. We have a great topic that needs to be addressed. We've been talking about it for some time now, and we need to have this discussion right now. Josh is in the studios tonight. And we gonna get it in right now. Pause. Let's do this.
So we starting off?
This is how we're starting off. So the topic today is... Dun, dun, dun. What's the topic, Josh?
R&B music, a dying genre.
Is it a dying genre?
I'd have to say it's dying. It's dying.
Why would you say it's dying? How? How is it dying?
Because... it's not being made like it used to be made. That's
so because it's not made the way it was, it's dying? That's weird. Because that's like saying hip-hop is dying, but it's not the same as it was before. But there's no soul in hip-hop no more.
Hip-hop is, for argument's sake, is it's changing. It's going on an evolution.
So you couldn't say that about R&B?
No.
Why?
I don't... listen to R&B now the way I used to listen to R&B.
So how did you used to listen to R&B, sir?
What do you mean? Any girl you used to freaking think about, you had an R&B song for that girl. Nowadays, you can't... I don't have an R&B song for my girl.
So, okay, give me a scenario right now. I'm going to give you an R&B track that's current, recent. Give me a scenario. Challenge me.
Playing on the schoolyard, and you see your crush.
Playing on the schoolyard and you see your crush. Okay, and you want a current one.
Yeah.
The Weeknd, Die For You.
You're dying for somebody in elementary school?
Yeah.
Relax, it's not that serious.
Yeah, but like, that's like saying when I was in grade 6, I would have picked All I Do by B5. But I'm not going to marry you and start going all this going crazy for you like that. But like, I'm going to show you my affection. I'm not really realistically going to die for you, but like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean...
I care for you. I love you. So...
at the end of the day, like, there's no Yo Chris Browns or Just a Friend Mario's.
Okay.
And those are the type of songs that, like, you know?
Okay, so better question. What do you think happened?
What do I think happened? Honestly, I think the R&B cats got too caught up trying to get record sales, trying to go pop and build a fan base there and kind of forgot about what they came from. That's just what I think.
Okay, so would you say the same thing about female R&B?
The thing with female R&B is that it's a lot more relatable because I feel like a lot of them are singing about being a side chick, being cheated on, being heartbroken, and that like happens like left, right, and center. Not saying it doesn't happen to dudes, but like it happens a lot more to females that we hear about, and like guys are kind of portrayed as not having feelings. So like that's why I feel like also R&B for guys is like gone out the window, because they try to make it seem like we ain't got no feelings. Like all we do is turn up, drink Henny, yada yada
and
yada,
smash things.
Yeah. Left, right, and center. And it's just like...
see, that's my problem with this whole R&B situation and how people are saying that it's dead. Realistically, it doesn't make any sense to me that a lot of these artists out here are just one-dimensional. Is it always turn up? No, that's not realistic. In life, nobody is turning up 24/7. You're going to tell me that some of these rappers, whoever else is out here, they don't have no feelings? They never loved a girl before. They never felt any pain or even love before. Nothing like that. That's why I can respect the artists that can actually show me some emotion. Show me some like vulnerability, because that's realistic. And I don't understand why this nonsense of, all these R&B cats acting like rappers. It's nonsense. It needs to stop. I get what you're trying to do, but it's not working for you. I'm not going to name any names, but we all know who I'm talking about. We can name plenty of people. Smarten up. Because guess what? 2019, we need more love in this world.
And that's the thing. Being vulnerable, showing emotion is seen as being weak.
It's not cool.
It's not. That's not what it is.
I'm not saying for you to cry on every record. I'm not telling you to be on your knees kissing these girls' feet all the time. I'm not telling you to do that. You don't have to do that. But there's other ways that you can show me that you're a real human being. That's all I'm trying to say. Stop lying to me. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You don't believe you. Don't tell me that there's no market for R&B. There is a market. People are starving for it. And all you people out here that are pushing the buttons, all you guys want us to do is turn up, drink, and just numb ourselves to death. 2019, we need to wake up, people. It's time. We got to put some love in this world. The world is crazy right now. With this whole R. Kelly madness, Donald Trump. Who else? What else? Other madness?
Global warming. Global warming's been forever.
It's been forever, but we need love. Because if we don't have love, what do we got? What do we got?
That being said, here's the first song of the night.
Let's go.
I'ma pull up on your bitch like. When I hit the slab, call her Uber, maybe cab. Then I hit her with the dick like. Can't go in too fast, no key, but I make it last. I'ma pull up on your bitch like. When I hit the slab, call her Uber, maybe cab. Then I hit her with the dick like. Tell me what it feel like. Girl, ain't seen your ass since the 12th grade. You still bad as fuck, so ain't shit changed. Remember when your friend with the Benz brought you in and you sat right next to me, so I just kicked again. We ain't never kicked it before. Netflix, Hulu, you pick the show. I know that you got a man, so we'll keep this thing on the low. Sailor Moon t-shirt, yeah, I dig that. Fashion Nova jeans, got that ass fat. Wanna hit you when you got your head wrapped, so you can get nasty and talk smack. Tell me what you think of me and you. No, you see it cause I see it too. Why you playing? I'm just saying, fall through. You can guess what I'm about to do. Screw, screw. Screw, screw. Pull up on your bitch like. When I hit the slab, call her Uber, maybe cab. Then I hit her with the dick like. Tell me what it feel like. I'ma pull up. Say. I'ma pull up. Oh. I'ma pull up. Pull up on. I'ma pull up on.
When it comes to the social networks, all I see is every rapper and or singer sounding or acting the exact same. There's like a solid handful of artists that actually have like some kind of, you know, originality. Originality is dead now. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you want to come out and you want to sound like a diet Travis Scott. Or a diet Drake. We don't want diet. We want the real thing. Why do you think that I'm going to listen to you when I could just listen to Travis? Or I can listen to Drake? I don't understand that.
I think what it is the end of the day, that's what's popping, that's what's selling, right? So that being said, it's like, all right, let me make a track that sounds like this so I can get people on my wave. And then once they realize that, once you realize that that's not who you are, you're only going to go so far with it, to be completely honest. Like, you're not going to be Migos. You can make Migos-like music, you can make it sound like Migos, but at the end of the day, that ship will sail because that's not you. You don't live that. You don't do that. So it's like, you're only doing it at the end of the day because that's what they rap about. That's what they do. That's how they live their lives. We all didn't grow up in the trap. We all didn't sip freaking codeine 24/7. And a lot of these guys are even just selling that. A lot of them don't even do it, but it sounds good. So shit, let me make a quick dollar while I can. There's no substance. And that's what we're missing, is substance. And like, everybody wants to make a quick buck. Everybody wants everything to happen quick. Think about it. You break your phone, shit, you go buy a new one. You got an old model that's only last year's model. Shit, you switch that up for a new one. That's why nothing can get held onto.
There's no sustainability.
There's no sustainability at all.
Yeah, that's what happens when you give me garbage 24/7. I can only take so much garbage. We need some substance in this world, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2019. We are suffering. We need love. You're going to tell me that the powers that be. Like, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. R&B, what is it about? It's about love. It's about feelings. It's about heartbreak. It's about the things that you feel. So you're going to tell me that they destroy that genre? Yeah, think about it. You know, at the end of the day, I like turning up too. Josh likes turning up too.
Don't get me wrong. I like my turn up. But at the end of the day, it's like,
there's a time and place.
Yeah, what about those times you just chilling?
Like, you just need to chill sometimes.
You taking a drive down to 401. Like,
you need to think.
Mean? You don't need to be blasting Migos and Future and Travis 24/7. Like, what happened to the days of, like, you know, 6-8-12 Brian McKnight? Or
I can't relate to everything. I'm not a goon.
I'm definitely not a goon.
I can't relate. I'll nod my head. I may know the verses too, but I cannot relate all the time. There's only a handful of artists that I can relate to. And that's sad. They killed the genre that has feeling. Now all they want you to do is be numb to the feeling. Think about it.
All they do is talk about is this side girl, that side girl. My side girl got a 5S at the screen crack. She still answers back. What happened to the, I want to tease you, I want to please you, I want to show you, baby.
I'm so sick of love songs. Come on.
Because you missing that person. That's.
It's reality.
That's what it is.
It happens. Even the goons fall in love. Stop it. You guys know you like that song, So Sick. You know it. Come on, man.
I know every quote-unquote goon was singing Yo by Chris Brown at some point.
Yeah, like, stop disrespecting.
was singing Just a Friend by Mario at some point. Naked, Marcus Houston.
Come on, guys.
Don't act like y'all didn't listen to that. Here's a better question. Yeah. Who has a playlist anymore?
Yo.
Who has a playlist to do anymore? Let's be honest.
Realistically, when I'm with my girl, I'm not trying to play 6ix9ine when I'm trying to get in the zone. You know what I'm saying?
If 6ix9ine comes out, if I'm trying to get in the zone, I'm walking out the room. I promise you that.
Yeah, like, who you dealing with? The Grow Sisters? I don't understand, man. I don't understand.
The man said the Grow Sisters.
With that being said, let's go back to another track. We got one special one here coming up for you. So we will be back. I want you guys to think about what we're talking about.
Nightcap.
Do you guys miss R&B? Because I do.
She said you're looking like a star. Ah, keep on popping off. All this gold all on your teeth, your neck, your wrist. Boy, you still shining. Going cop that watch to let them know that you still timeless. Timeless. She said you looking like a star. Keep on popping off. All this gold on your teeth, your neck, your wrist. Boy, you still shining. Go and cop that whip to let them know that you still riding. Riding.
She said you looking like a star. Said you gotta keep on going so hard. Hit that money off, motherfucker.
fuck what they thought. I just wanted to turn myself into a boss. Now they won't copy the sauce. Find this a boy of the lost. Probably cause I'm really shining. Feeling so effortless, I'm really just living life, yeah. I'ma stay round, I'ma stay down. Never hold out on my day ones. Told you one day we gon' make it. And you still stayed around when nothing else was working. When I make it into something, I'm gon' make
you
it.
You said you looking like a star. Keep on popping off all this gold all on your teeth, your neck, your wrist, boy, you still shining. Go and cop that watch and let them know that you still timeless. Timeless, she said you looking like a star. Keep on popping off all this gold all on your teeth, your neck, your wrist, boy, you still shining. Go and cop that whip to let them know that you still riding. Riding. Everything that's shining gold. You need proving, baby, just look at yourself. You were there when I was broken in the cold. Used to hear me, now I'm tripping in this gold. Yeah, like ain't it ironic, I said that I wanted. So I made a dash like Sonic. And I was falling apart like the monophonics, baby. I just copped a new whip, tryna grab that Mercedes. Still trash from the 80s, young and groovy, hella wavy. I know my exes, they hate me. I feel like I'm Dutchy, she asking, I'm tripping. I tell her, ex bitch, baby, I be shining, can't shame me.
Looking like a star.
Keep on popping off all this gold all on your teeth, your neck, your wrist, boy, you still shining. Go and cop that watch to let them know that you still timeless. Timeless, she said you looking like a star. Keep on popping off all this gold on your teeth, your neck, your wrist, boy, you still shining. Go and cop that whip to let them know that you still riding. Riding.
Back from that break, and you know what? This one's really getting me riled up. I can go on forever on this topic, but you know what? We gotta cut it short for you guys. My final conclusion on this topic is that, you know what? R&B cats, don't be scared to be original. Don't be scared to give me some quality. Because the girls, they're giving me that quality. SZA, Jhené Aiko, we got plenty of them out here. Guys, I need you guys to come back strong. Bryson, where are you at?
Are we calling out names?
P&D. Where you at? I gotta call people out because these I'm fans of these guys. I need to see some quality.
I feel like P&D got something in the works.
I believe that. I believe that. I really do believe that. But I need to see the quality. I need to see the resurgence of male R&B in 2019. Please, Josh, what do you got to say?
All I'm saying is ain't nothing wrong with female R&B, but I'm tired of hearing the sister sing about her heart get broke. Being cheated on, being okay being the side chick. Let's actually sing about being with somebody and caring for somebody. Queen Naija, Butterflies, great song. That song talks about it a lot. But guys, we got feelings too. I miss R&B. That's all I'm going to say is I miss R&B. Bring it back.
Let me know what you guys think. Hit us down at the comments. Let us know what you guys think about this topic. And you know, guess what? We're going to be back next week. We're going to have some more topics. If you guys have any ideas of topics, suggestions, anything, hit us up.
Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with R Mills.
Seneca. Seneca.
R Mills, baby.
Seneca.
This is awesome.